Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Planning the Future, Understanding Reality, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Our weekly regular donors, send out a genuine thank you to our patrons of Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, Catherine, and Rudy. Also ask all of our listeners to pass the word on that we are here Thursday nights at different topic every week, and be sure to mark your calendars and note the 25th of November. Happens to be a Thursday, as it always is. That's what day? It's the day we give thanks for being here, for his very existence, and we eat a lot of turkey. We also don't do a podcast on Thanksgiving. So keep that in mind. No podcast on the 25th of November. We'll be back the following week. Opening prayer as always. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening. We pray with all our heart and our soul for our nation, for all the citizens of this nation. We may pray that we may see and understand what it will take to save our great nation. Pray that we all open our eyes to the reality, that we understand what's really going on, and lead us to the path of resurrection of our nation. We pray in your heavenly name tonight. O gracious Lord, amen. So again, the 25th of November, Thanksgiving. Everybody, 2 weeks, stay home. Be with your family. Be with your friends. No podcast. You know, I take Thanksgiving very seriously. There's a lot of bad things that have happened. And in my life in particular, there's a lot of stepping stones I've been going over. A lot of great crevasses that the Lord's picked me up and pulled me over. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I hope everyone else has a great Thanksgiving too. And it's 2 weeks from tonight. Okay. A couple of top news stories for the week. Everybody's already heard that they're still fighting the vaccination, the CDC vaccination plan for companies of 100 or more is still on hold, though, and they're going to have a challenge, and it's going to be interesting. Now, the question I would have is, as private companies, even if the CDC mandate is overturned, I wonder how many of these companies with over 100 are still going to force the vaccine on people in order to keep their jobs. That should prove interesting. It should prove interesting whether or not they're allowed to do that. That's going to be the real challenge of it. If they're not allowed to do it, then they won't be able to do it as private industry, I wouldn't think. At least if it violates a constitutional right. And that's the proof they're trying to get for it. So we're hoping and praying that our freedoms aren't taken away. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with people that want the vaccine. I don't have a problem with the vaccine. No, I have problems personally with it, but I don't have problems with people that believe in it. So I'm not saying don't get the vaccine, or just saying don't make me get it if I don't want it. Along those lines, PA has dropped their mask mandate. They've declared the mask mandate in Pennsylvania unconstitutional because of the way it was enacted. It has to go through the legislature, which it'll never make through the legislature, which is primarily Republican. Which is why they forced the issue. The Department of Health forced that issue. Even Eric, good to see you here. And another great thing coming right now is concealed carry. PA concealed carry. PA has gone through the Senate's going into the House. A rule where in Pennsylvania you can open carry without a license or permit, but you can't conceal carry. That always got me. That always kind of got me. As to you can have a firearm. You can have an AK-47 or a huge honking handgun on your side and walk down the streets, and yet you can't hide one in your pocket. Makes absolutely no sense. I mean, that is zero sense to me. I have no clue how that, you know, I would think it'd be more dangerous to open carry and everybody knows you got a gun on you. But neither here nor there, they're pushing through the House. And we'll see where that goes. So having the topic for tonight is to see the truth and to learn how to understand the truth. When you're going to plan for the future, you have to plan for the future. You have to understand the past. You have to understand the present. A lot of people don't. Now, last week I tried to bring that topic up in some sense, and I actually got a lot of flack. Even had one of my listeners get a little bit upset with me, questioning the election in 2020. And people take that the wrong way. What I was trying to say and what the topic of tonight's discussion is how can we understand? You know, a lot of people are saying the election process is destroyed. There's no point to vote. There's no point to do anything. Yet if we don't vote right, if we choose to say, oh, there's too many rhinos, we're not voting Republican, and put all the Democrats in that definitely don't vote conservative, we're going to lose it. So the point was that we need to keep putting one foot in front of the other. We need to be the ones to get out and vote and make our voice heard and let God clear the path for that vote. You can see what happened in Virginia and hopefully in New Jersey. We've got a close vote in New Jersey. I don't know what the current status is. They're going to a recount with the senator in New Jersey. I think he was 500 votes apart from the Democrat. The guy's a truck driver. Came out of nowhere. You can do it. It can be done. You know, the system's not as broken as we're making it out to be. I'm being honest with you. People will come after me for it, and I don't care. But if, you know, God is all powerful, God will clear the path. Elections in 2022 for us are going to be the big challenge. And again, I'm sticking to my guns. You know, I'm saying, you know, better red than dead. I stay red. I don't go blue. You know, there might be some good Democrats out there, but there's probably 1 in 100 Democrats that are good. There's maybe three out of 10 Republicans are good. I'll take the 3 out of 10 odds. But how do you tell what's really true and what's not? You got the fake news, and we're being gaslighted so much. We're being made to look like fools by mainstream media. We're being made to look like fools because they're making us look like, oh, look, they don't know what they're talking about. Oh, there's a huge insurrection. And the insurrection's a bit the dumbest thing. You know, you can burn down an entire city in the Midwest. And not even have a plan in mind of why you're burning it down. And yet you're the martyrs. But you go up against what we're having now. You know, we had every right to fight. Not to overturn the election results. Election. You know, all the Democrats had to do was say, we're going to audit the election. We're going to do a forensic audit of the election. And if Biden won after that, well, so be it. We had every right to take our nation back. And yet they look at the Black Lives Matter riots. Oh, no, they had the right. Oh, they're fighting for their freedom. They're fighting because the mean white people took away all their rights. There's something wrong with that picture, folks. And I'm not saying that the, you know, blacks aren't right about what they're saying. I've seen the inconsistencies even in the local areas, even in the rural areas. You know, I've seen whites taking jobs over to blacks that are qualified. You don't go burning down a city and get away scot-free. Like, oh, that's your freedom. So what's the real issue here? Now, what's the real issue? Right now, we need to see through our differences. We need to see through our single-mindedness. And we need to look at what's real. You know, there's a lot of people that have gone after this election in 2020. And they've come up empty. And I'll be honest with you. You know, there's certain conspiracy theories. There's people that say we didn't land on the moon. That man never went to the moon. It was pretty a long time ago. You got to think of the technology we had. It's almost impossible that we could actually get on the moon successfully with the kind of computing systems and the knowledge of trajectories that we had back then. And having grown up and seen that and been through that and being an engineer by trade, I can tell you, in all honesty, we have landed on the moon. Now, the question is, did we put people on the moon? That's a big question. Now, I'll be honest with you. For every conspiracy, there are many, many people involved. The more people involved and the bigger the conspiracy, the easier it is for someone to leak the truth. And for something like a moon mission, having number of people going up into space, it's possible. It's quite possible that they buried that and they didn't really go there and did everything in the studio. It's a possibility. Because in all honesty, aside from the actual launch and landing, which is there's no question that happened, you can view the debris left on the moon with a telescope. You know, the conspiracy would be possible. Now, in the election process, it's a bigger story. When you're trying to manipulate an entire nation, it is almost impossible, in my eye, to see a conspiracy that would not come out at some point, because there's so many people involved in something like that. But the point is that if we were rigged hard enough to completely destroy our great president, we probably wouldn't have won in Virginia, or wouldn't be winning in New Jersey. And now I'm looking at midterm elections, and in 2024 coming up, you know, there's a lot of eyes on these things now. And yes, you're right about checks and balances. Looking at comment, we need a system of checks and balances, which is exactly right, which is what's happening, which you've seen in Florida and some of the other states and Texas. They're now putting armed guards and extra people on duty. We have to make sure we're not let out of the process of monitoring. You know, we need Democrats and Republicans, and you should have third parties. And anyone who has a vested interest in an election should be able to go in and watch those ballots be counted. But regardless of what happened in 2020, irregardless, I don't care what the story is. It doesn't matter to me. Because if God wants it, it's going to happen. If God doesn't want it, it's not going to happen, folks. And I don't like seeing people that come and say, we can't win. We can't have a fair election. We can't do anything. Because God is in charge, folks. And, you know, Trump's loss might be our great gain. Because suddenly the moderates, the GOP, and even the Democrats, the staunch Democrats, are starting to realize just how bat crap crazy the Democratic Party is right now. Yeah, America's first contract. Exactly right. America first contract. I'm feeling pretty good about it. After Virginia and after what's going on in New Jersey, I'm feeling pretty good. Now, I'll tell you the funny story about what happened to me. For those who weren't here, there's a couple people weren't here last week. And the controversy started when I was running for council this 2 weeks ago. And I was winning by a landslide. Oh, and everybody was voting. We went to the polls. We got the numbers off the polling places. And I was winning by a landslide for my council position that I wanted to take back. Midnight comes. My wife looks at the screen of the TV. She goes, you're losing, dude. What's going on? Pallets full of ballots at midnight, folks. I call it being trumped. That's my latest expression. You're being trumped. I mean, these mail-in ballots got to go, folks. You know, I don't know how much you can cheat with them. I don't know if they're cheating with them, and I don't care. But the fact is, you can't campaign, especially on a local level, when you've got these stupid mail-in ballots that come in at all times of the day and night. You don't even know where they're coming in from. But I got defeated by these pallets full of ballots. And you know who it is? You know who it is? A town of 10,000 people, 10,500 people, 3,600 voted. I was at 3,000, around 3,000 votes. I was up by over 60 votes. 600 additional votes. 600 votes came in. And suddenly I lost the election. Think about that. That one group of haters, that one group of people that hate their community, they hate their country, they hate us. They're the ones voting by mail. It's got to go. Not that it's going to change elections, but it's got to go. It's a ridiculous system. But we all need to realize that it's up to us and it's up to God. And God's not going to, we can't. You know, it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or who they are. If it's God's will, we're going to trample right over them. We have to keep that faith. And I'm asking everyone to keep that faith that we will succeed. We will defeat the evil in this country if we have faith and follow the path given. If we give up, if we don't vote, and if we don't go out and keep pushing forward, then we've given up. We have said that we don't no longer trust that path that's been given to us. We have forsaken our God. Folks, I've been in enough bad spots that have come out of it in a seeming miracle, all through prayer. However you pray and however you believe in God, don't give up. And understanding what's going on, I'm telling everyone, you need to interact with those you hate. You need to interact with those who oppose your very belief. I stay on Facebook. Why? I'm watching people on Facebook. I walk the streets. I talk to people. I talk to people that don't like what I believe in and ask them what they believe in. I listen. I keep my eyes open and my ears shut frequently. You can predict a lot. You can tell a lot by observing the enemy. So in order to understand it, anything, people don't watch mainstream media. Watch the mainstream media. I love watching my wife watch the mainstream media. She's been a dyed-in-the-wool conservative forever, even though she was a registered Democrat for many years until Trump came along. And she'll watch the ABC News, and she will curse and swear and stomp her feet. It's so funny to watch her with these things. No, it's not. They'll come out with the COVID numbers. No, it's not. You're lying. It's like, this is from last year, those pictures. Yeah, she's just so funny. But that's how you have to watch mainstream media. You have to know what they're saying about us. You have to know what they're trying to do, and you have to know how to fight back and who can fight back for you. I'll throw in a little commercial interruption here. It is for those who came in late. Again, the 25th of the month is going to be Thanksgiving. And I don't plan on doing a podcast on Thanksgiving Day. I plan on being with my family. I plan on eating some turkey and saying some prayers. So put that on your calendar. We'll not be here for the podcast on Thanksgiving Day. Also, a little bit of information I've decided with the way things are going. I wasn't going to do it. But having seen how the elections run and having seen what's going on in our Congress, I have decided to put my name in again for the U.S. House of Representatives in what's now the 9th Congressional District, what may change in Pennsylvania with the gerrymandering that's going on. But I plan to push forward with that because it gives me a voice. And yeah, thanks. Yeah, Eric noted other podcasts might be off the air also. So say a prayer for me. Keep me in your thoughts. Because someone needs to speak out. I know if I were in Congress, and yeah, I agree with all the comments you had, all of them. Eric, thank you. But say a prayer because, you know, there's people need to speak up. We have a great person that I ceded to in 2018 that's in Congress. And he used to speak up, and then the GOP got their hands on him, I guess. Now you can't even talk to him. You can't connect with him. I've got his email, his phone number. He doesn't answer. He doesn't even answer for our GOP. I'm on the committee, and he won't answer for us. Get stock communications from his handlers. You know, the infrastructure bill, with Biden coming out and saying, hey, this is not going to affect the poor or the middle class. There's going to be no taxes on the poor and the middle class. And then to come out in the bill and clearly mark it as having a 35-cent gas tax increase and 15-cent diesel fuel tax increase effective 1 month after Biden signs this thing. Not one member of the Congress or the Senate, not one member of any part of the Congress. Not one member of Congress stood up and said, you're lying, Joe. Everything in that infrastructure bill is a tax on the middle class and the poor. They want to micromanage your money, and every $600 you move needs to be reported to the IRS if they put that through. It's part of the bill that they can. They want to crack down on the cryptocurrencies. They want to crack down on everything. They want to drain every dime out of the poor and the middle class. They want to prevent the poor and the middle class from excelling and exceeding and starting their own business. There's nothing in these infrastructures that taxes the rich. Yet not one member of the Congress. Now, here's the facts you got to look at. Got in the media. Got on the floor, got on the main, on the secondary media, social media, and screamed out about it. I'm sure if Donald Trump were in there, somebody tried to pull that wool over their eyes, he'd be screaming his head off. And yeah, our voice, you know, that's a good point. You know, I'm watching my notes here, and Eric made some great comments, and so did Joanne. But, you know, podcasts are a great way. Podcasts and private news media are a great way to get information, and they're growing and growing and growing in popularity. It's a great way to get the word out and get our voice out. Get people to hear us, since social media doesn't work anymore. That's one of the reasons I asked to, you know, get the word out about this podcast. Let people know we're out here. We'll keep up on the news as it comes through. The question I ask is, we have two members of the Senate for every state. We got, I don't know, can't tell you how many in the House. And no one speaks out. Are not these people supposed to represent us? They're called representatives because they're supposed to represent the people, not the rich, the people, all the people. And yeah, I mean, even in Pennsylvania, look what they're doing in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, they decided on Route 80, where I live, north of Pennsylvania. In Northeast Pennsylvania, they wanted to toll this Route 80. They wanted to toll it because the truck drivers were bypassing the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which goes to the south, intentionally, because they didn't want to pay the tolls. They got a way around it now. You know what they're going to do? They're going to tax the bridges. So they're not going to tax the road. They're going to tax the bridges. Unbelievable. That'll be a topic for another day. So a final update and note, just for those who weren't here, and I know Eric is one, there's probably a couple others. We've cut the show down to 30 minutes, temporarily at least, for two reasons. One of them, we have a limit on our podcasting system right now, and also the more important that, you know, it's a nice break to be able to run a little bit short. So we're running to 30 minutes. We're going to be cutting off very shortly, but just to let you know, that was another thing that's coming up. And you know, be sure and support our podcast any way you can. If you can donate some money, great. If you can send some pod beans our way or whatever you can do on your end, fantastic. And one of my listeners here wants to plug a couple of podcasts. The John DeVito Show, that's a great show. I don't get to see it very often, obviously. Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric. And I got to scroll back. You just scrolled me out. Ralph William Podcast and Mike Tampa Bay. Any others, Eric, before we go? I always like to pitch a few podcasts that are on the Podbean. Slightly Serious, another podcast. Fantastic. So, you know, go out and check these out. And if you find any interesting, let me know. We'll be glad to mention them. Give them a little plug. And please mention us on your other favorite podcast as well. So with that, and my carriage slowly turning into a pumpkin, I'll let you know. I want to say another prayer for me. I don't ask for prayers very often, but if you can just say a prayer that my roof holds up. I just had it patched up, and it's going to rain like hell tonight. So it's going to be the test. Either I end up buying a new house or I end up staying dry and cozy. So shoot some feelings my way and ask the Lord to help me out here, because it's been a long run. We've had this going on all year, and it's cost me thousands and thousands of dollars for this thing. Anyway, I'm going to say good evening to all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for everything. Eric, Marilyn, Zygmunt, Anna, my daughter. And who else is in here? Joanne, of course. I think I got everybody, maybe. If not, God bless every one of you. And thank you, Eric. Have a great evening. We'll see you next week. We will be here. We will not be here the 25th, but we'll be here next week. Same time, same podcast. Have a good evening. Maybe I'll do some Christmas songs for Christmas coming up. Everybody have a good evening. God bless.